It's late afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode, when, as you know, August Jansen outwitted the guards protecting Suzanne Barclay. In spite of all efforts to protect her, Gus Jansen held a secret telephone conversation with the girl. Now, in the upstairs hallway, outside Suzanne's room.
Yes, Lieutenant, yes, I'll let you know immediately. All right now, Susanna. Where is she, Della?
Still in her mother's room, unless you saw her in the hall.
No, I didn't.
But I told Suzanne you were waiting to see her, and she promised to come out as soon as she combed her hair.
That was 5 minutes ago. Come on. Is this her room?
Yes, but she's in her mother's room, Chief, the next door.
Oh, all right. Suzanne, this is Perry Mason.
That's funny. I know it's her mother's room.
Well, try the door, then. Locked?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Perry?
We'll have to break in. Call the police sergeant.
Wait, there's a connecting door to her room. That is, if the room to her door is open.
Come on. Good.
Suzanne, didn't you hear us knocking? Suzanne? Is that my name? What? I don't remember my name. What did you say it is? Oh, Suzanne.
Wait, Della.
Harry, you don't think she's serious? What's your name?
This is Della Street. My name is Perry Mason, and here's some further information. Don't try this.
Will you tell me where I am, please, Mr. Mason?
Suzanne, I don't know why you're doing this, but...
Won't you tell me where I am, please? It's terribly confusing when you don't remember your name, or even where you are. It's terribly confusing.
Oh, yes, I imagine it would be, if you really didn't remember.
I don't, Suzanne.
Wait, no.
I don't remember where I am, who I am. Well, you told me my name, but I don't know who I am. I don't remember anything.
You can talk. You remember how to use words.
Oh. Well, then it must be like the play.
The play?
Yes, I seem to remember a play about a man who had, I can't think of the word.
Amnesia?
Yes, amnesia. The man in the play remembered some things, but there were important things he couldn't remember, like his name and who he was, and people he used to know. Especially people he used to know.
And you don't remember people you used to know?
I don't even remember who I am. What house am I in?
Your house, Suzanne.
Oh?
Where you live with your mother and an uncle.
Well, it seems like a very nice house. Is it a big house?
You're not very frightened.
What?
You're not frightened. If I suddenly lost my memory, I'd be scared.
Well, the man in the play, he wasn't frightened. He was confused and puzzled.
But not afraid.
I seem to halfway remember being afraid. I don't remember why, but I'm not afraid now.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you are.
Really?
I think something happened to frighten you all over again. I think you were on the point of telling us what you know about Gus, and then something frightened you.
What I know about who?
Suzanne, people just don't lose their memories like this.
They do. The man in the play lost his memory.
You aren't the man in the play.
I don't know who I am. I don't remember anything or anybody. I mean, anybody I used to know. I just don't remember.
Suzanne.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am.
And your name is...
Della Street.
Oh, yes. I didn't remember.
I'm sorry. We were friends. We haven't known each other very long, but since we have, we've been friends. And I think we're still friends.
I... Thank you, Miss Street.
We talked about Mr. Mason once.
Oh, did we? I don't remember.
I explained that Mr. Mason is also a friend, and you believe me, Suzanne. And since we're friends, we understand. That's what friendship is, honey. Friendship is understanding. Mr. Mason and I understand how a girl could be terribly afraid for a long time. and then begin to lose her fear. We understand you were afraid to tell us what you know about Gus, and then you began to find some courage to tell us. And then something must have happened to frighten you all over again, and so in desperation you decided to just forget. Honey, don't you see? We'll understand if you tell us what really happened.
I'd like to tell if I could.
But you can.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Suzanne, I thought you were in the sunroom. There's hot tea waiting for us.
Who is this lady for?
Your mother.
Oh, I don't remember her.
Suzanne.
This lady is my mother, you say?
Darling, what... Mr. Mason, what's happened?
Suzanne says she doesn't remember.
What?
She says she doesn't remember who she is.
Doesn't remember? Suzanne, look at me, darling. What's happened to her, Mr. Mason? What's been done to my baby?
Mrs. Barclay.
What did you do to my baby?
Please, Mrs. Barclay.
What have they done to her? Suzanne, darling, look at me. I'm your mother, darling. You do know me, Suzanne. What have they done to you?
Nothing.
Darling, you can tell me. What did they do to you? They must have frightened you.
Mr. Mason, would you please tell the lady that I lost my memory before I saw you?
Oh.
Explain to her that you had nothing to do with my losing my memory.
Mr. Mason.
It's time for you to explain, Suzanne. Now, don't tell us again how you lost your memory. We know that that is not true. I don't know what happened to bring you to this pretense. Oh, yes, it's a pretense. All of us know that it is.
But, Mr. Mason...
No, Mrs. Barclay, she is pretending. But before this goes any further, I'm going to tell her something. Suzanne, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'll try to understand.
Well, I'll explain so that you will understand. There is a public official called the district attorney. His name is Mr. Frederick Apt. Mr. Apt has sworn out a warrant for your arrest.
Mr. Mason.
Do you understand, Suzanne? Mr. Apt is going to arrest you as a material witness. Mr. Apt knows that you can identify the man known as Gus.
Mr. Mason, surely you can do something.
I did something, Mrs. Barclay. I arranged for Suzanne to stay here in her own home. I persuaded police officials to keep her under guard here because I felt that here she would regain her perspective. And her courage. Now, Suzanne, I've done all I can. Apt is on his way to this house now, and he is ready to take you to headquarters. I've held him off as long as possible.
We can't let that happen to my daughter.
Your daughter has information we must have, Mrs. Barclay, and her pretended loss of memory...
Maybe it's true.
What did you say?
It's possible. I've heard of people who lose their memories.
So has your daughter.
What?
A play, read a book, heard things. Suzanne, look at me and listen before it's too late. Now, I think I know why you started this pretense.
I don't remember.
And I can tell you that you're only hurting yourself.
No.
And your mother. Now is your chance. Now, before you and your mother are beyond help. Suzanne, now listen to me. Look at me. I know what's happened in your mind. You are pretending to forget. Because you have the mistaken idea that that is the only way to keep yourself and your mother safe. Suzanne, tell the truth now, or what you pretend has happened may happen. The truth that you can give us now may be forgotten, not because you choose to forget. It may well be lost in your death and your mother's.
You heard the first result of Gus Jansen's secret talk with Suzanne Barclay. What do you think will happen now Perry Mason suspects the truth? There'll be an exciting and dramatic development in tomorrow's episode. So by all means, join us, won't you?